drops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the...
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorites.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold. I remember saying something like,
"I feel a bit lightheaded. Yeah, you should drive."
Suddenly, there was a terrible roar all around us, and the sky was full of what looked like huge bats, all swooping and screeching and diving around the car. And a voice was screaming, "Holy Jesus, where are these goddamn animals?"
Say something!
Never mind. It's your turn to drive.
No point mentioning these bats, I thought. The poor bastard will see them soon enough. We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen amyls. Not that we needed all that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can. The only thing that really worried me was the ether. There is nothing in the world more helpless and irresponsible and depraved than a man in the depths of an ether binge. And I knew we'd get into that rotten stuff pretty soon.
A House subcommittee report says illegal drugs killed 160 American GIs last year, 40 of them in Vietnam. Drugs were sent...
One dog, man! One dog over the line!
One toke, you poor fool.
Sweet, sweet Mary.
Where do you see those goddamn bats, man?
Let's get the boilers.
What? No! Wait! We can't stop here. This is bat country. Is that right? Well, I guess you're about ready then, aren't you?
We're your friends. We're not like the others, man. Really?
No more of that talk or I'll put the fucking leashes on you, understand? Get in.
How long could we maintain, I wondered? How long before one of us starts raving and jabbering at this boy? What will he think then? This same lonely desert was the last known home of the Manson family. Would he make that grim connection when my attorney starts screaming about bats and huge manta rays coming down on the car? If so, well, we'll just have to cut his head off and bury him somewhere. Because it goes without saying that we can't turn him loose. He'd report us at once to some kind of outback Nazi law enforcement agency and they'll run us down like dogs.
Jesus, did I say that?
Or just think it? Was I talking? They hear me.
It's okay. Just admiring the shape of your skull.
No thanks.
Maybe I better have a chat with this boy, I thought. Perhaps, if I explain things, he'll rest easy.
All right, listen. There's one thing you should probably understand. Can you hear me? want you to have all the background. This is a very ominous assignment with overtones of extreme personal danger. I'm a doctor of journalism, man. This is important, goddammit. There's a fucking clue.
Fucking
get
your hands on my fucking head!
No.
Our vibrations were getting nasty, but why? Was there no communication in this car? Had we deteriorated to the level of dumb beasts?
I want you to understand that this man at the wheel is my attorney. He's not just some dingbat I found on the strip. He's a foreigner. I think he's probably Samoan. It doesn't matter, though, does it? Are you prejudiced?
Hell no.
I didn't think so. Because in spite of his race, this man is extremely valuable to me. Oh, shit. I forgot about the beer. You want some?
Oh.
How about some ether?
What?
Never mind. All right. Let's get right to the heart of this thing. 24 hours ago, we were sitting
in the pogo lounge of the Beverly Heights Hotel. In the patio section, of course. Drinking Singapore slings with mezcal on the side. Hiding from the brutish realities of this foul year of our Lord, 1971.
Perhaps this is the call you've been waiting for all this time, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm, really? All right. Yeah? Why not? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, wait. That was headquarters. They want me to... They want me to go to Las Vegas at once. Make contact with the Portuguese photographer in Lacerda. He'll have all the details. All I have to do, check into my soundproof suite. He'll seek me out. What do you think?
Sounds like real trouble. You're gonna need plenty of legal advice before this thing is over.
Oh, yeah.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll need the cocaine. Tape recorder for special music. Acapulco shirts. Get the hell out of L.A. for at least 48 hours.
Blows my weekend.
Why?
Because naturally, I'm gonna have to go with you. And we're gonna have to arm ourselves. To the teeth.
Well... Why not? I mean, if a thing's worth doing, worth doing right. This is the American dream in action.
Wait!
Shouldn't we be fools not to ride this strange torpedo all the way out to the end? Indeed.
We must. What kind of story is this?
Slim in 400. It's the richest off-road race for motorcycles and dune buggies in the history of organized sport. Fantastic spectacle in honor of some fat back grocero who owns the luxurious Mint Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. At least that's what the press release says, anyway.
Well, as your attorney, I advise you to buy a motorcycle. How else can you cover a thing like this righteously?
Well, we're gonna have to drum it up on our own. Sure, gonzo journalist.
Getting hold of the drugs and shirts had been no problem. But the car and tape recorder were not easy things to round up at 6:30 on a Friday afternoon in Hollywood.
Sounds beautiful.
Great, hang on to it. Fucking A, the gentleman has a major credit card.
That's right, man. Don't take any guff from these fucking swine.
You just got through saying that. Do you realize who the fuck you're talking to?
Wait.
Do you? Be over in 30 minutes.
We're gonna need a sound store.
We won't make the nut unless we have unlimited credit.
Jesus Christ, we will, man. You Samoans are all the same. You have no faith in the essential decency of the white man's culture. The store was closed, but the salesman said he could wait if we hurried. But we were delayed en route when a stingray in front of us killed a pedestrian. We had trouble again at the car rental agency.
Hey! We're all set up. I can just get you John Hancock. You're on your way.
Yeah.
Listen, you're going to be real careful with this car, right?
Oh, yeah, man, of course.
Okay. Holy smokes. You just backed over a 2-foot concrete abutment and you didn't even slow down. What were you going about, 45 miles an hour backwards? Hey.
There's no harm done.
Oh?
I always set the transmission that way, the rear end for stress factors. Well, this is really a nice pen, man.
Hey, listen, you fellas haven't been drinking, have you?
No, not me.
Oh.
We're responsible people.
God damn it, you
rest of that night rounding up materials and packing the car. Then we ate some mescaline and went swimming. Our trip was different. It was to be a classic affirmation of everything right and true in the national character. A gross physical salute to the fantastic possibilities of life in this country. But only for those with true grit.
And we are chock full of that, man.
Damn right!
My attorney understands this concept, despite his racial handicap.
But do you?
He said he understood, but I could see in his eyes that he didn't.
He was lying to me.
Medicine!
What?
Medicine!
Medicine? Oh yeah, medicine, right. Right here. Don't worry. This man has a bad heart. Angina pectoris. But we have a cure for it. Here you go. All right. Big whiff. Big whiff. Big whiff, sonny boy. There you go. Much better. Now for the doctor, please.
Somebody call the police. We need help. We need help. We need help. We need help. The truth.
Truth?
I was born in Vegas.
Yes.
To croak a skag baron named Savage Henry.
It's true.
Why? Because I've known him for years, but he ripped us off.
And you know what that means.
And you know what that means, right? Savage Henry has cast his check.
Cast his check.
I'm going to rip his lungs out.
We'll eat them. That bastard won't get away with this.
I mean, what is going on in this country when a scumsucker like that can get away with sandbagging a doctor of journalism? Can you tell me that?
Hey! Hey, to the right! I like you! Guys, really, don't worry about me!
Wait a minute! Come back and have a beer! Papa, I'm gonna miss him.
Bulwark! Did you see his eye?
We have to get out of California before that kid finds a cop. Come on, scoot over, you fat bastard.
You got a real freak in my hand!
Oh, shit!
It was absolutely imperative that we get to the Mint Hotel before the deadline for press registration. Otherwise, we might have to pay for our suite.
Jesus! Did you see what God just did to us, man?
God didn't do that. You did it. You're a fucking narcotics agent. I knew it. That was our cocaine, you pig! Fucking pig! Lying whore!
Better be careful. Plenty of vultures out here. They'll pick your bones clean before morning.
You fucking poor.
Here's your half of the sunshine acid.
Eat it.
Yeah.
How long do I have?
If your attorney, I advise you to drive at top speed. It'll be a goddamn miracle if we can get there before you turn into a wild animal.
Ready for that? Checking into a Vegas hotel under a phony name with intent to commit capital fraud and a head full of acid. I sure hope so.
30 minutes. It was going to be very close.
Now she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. To get a
lady. Come on, take the ticket. I'm busy here. Come on, take the ticket. Take it. Take the ticket.
I need this, right?
I'll remember your face.
There is no way of explaining the terror I felt.
Attention, all ladies and gentlemen. The owner of the
I was pouring sweat. My blood is too thick for Nevada. I've never been able to properly explain myself in this climate. Okay. Be quiet. Be calm. Name? Frank? And press affiliation. Nothing else.
Burger stands. The weight is about 16 years old. They chopped her goddamn head off right there in the parking lot, and then they cut all kinds of holes in her and sucked out the blood. They wrapped her in a pheno gland, I think. Yeah. No, how'd your mama?
Ignore this terrible drug. Yeah. Pretend it's not happening.
Hi there! My name? Well, Duke, on the list. Free lunch, final wisdom, total coverage. Yeah. I have my attorney. With me? And I realize that his name is not on that list. But we must have that suite. Yes, we must have that suite. What's the score here? What's next?
Your suite isn't ready yet. But someone was looking for you.
No, we haven't done anything yet. Move!
I can handle this. This man suffers from a bad heart. What happened? Plenty of medicine. My name is Dr. Dunn. Prepare a suite at once. We'll be in the bar.
You, but I'm starting to feel that drink.
Fire. Okay, beat it. Beat it.
Come on. Well, I like the way you did that.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's get some peanuts.
Peanuts?
That's one thing that's good for you, man. Peanuts, man.
Yes.
Oh, God. Look, we'll leave his beer and his car on the side.
You got it.
I bet you're a Libra.
Who's in the Cerdo?
Cerdo?
Yeah, he's been frozen to the 12th floor. The 12th with you. Cerdo. I couldn't remember.
The name rang a bell, but I couldn't concentrate. Terrible things were happening all around us.
Ew. Where are some golf shoes? Otherwise, we'll never get out of this place alive.
Impossible to walk in this mud. No footing at all.
Mr. Roger Pratt, please call the hotel operator.
How can I bear to see your heart break? To see your heart break over me.
Right in the middle of a fucking reptile zoo. And somebody was giving booze to these goddamn things. It won't be long now before they tear us to shreds.
You mentioned how to me. Sweet.
Tell me about the fucking golf shoes. Jesus, God Almighty, look at that bunch over there, man. They've spotted us.
That's the press table, man. You're going to have to sign in for our credentials. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on, hurry up.
Wait, look at all this.
Two club sandwiches. Two more club sandwiches. One, two, three, four shrimp cocktails. And nine fresh
fruit. Vitamin C. Need all we can get.
Four chicken apples.
There's a big machine in the sky. Some kind of a
quart of rum.
Oh, electric snake. Coming straight at us.
Shoot it!
Not yet. I want to study its habits.
Sure, hearty eaters.
I need to return with the cart. Thank you, but the cart needs to go back. I'll be back.
Fuck, I'm hit.
I leave you alone for 3 minutes and you start waving that goddamn Marlin spike around yelling about reptiles.
What are you talking about now?
You scare the shit out of those people. They were ready to call the cops. Yes, sir. You're lucky I came back in time.
Don't come near me. Don't fucking near me. Leave me alone.
Hell, the only reason they gave us press passes was to get you out of there, man.
Oh, God. What's that?
That seems to straighten me right out.
Was it the door?
As the bombing continues in Laos...
Just a minute!
Oh, shit!
7 years ago
oh,
today,
my God.
21-year-old novice...
Hi! I'm, Lacerda, your photographer.
Duke?
Back there.
It looks tonight...
Duke?
...as though the North Vietnamese...
Duke? Hi! Lacerda! You're a photographer. You're not Portuguese!
Hey, too bad you guys missed the bikes checking in.
Oh, man, what a sight! Husqvarnas, Yamahas, DMZs, Kawasaki, Makos, Persei,
Swedish Fireballs.
Couple of Triumphs here and there, a CZ, all very, very fast.
Baby. What a race it's gonna be.
Yeah. I'm gonna let myself out.
We know what you're up to, man. Tell you, he's lying to us. I could see in his eyes.
Roger News Agency says delayed battle reports indicate the suspect.
The racers were ready at dawn. Very tense. In some circles, the Mint 400 is a far, far better thing than the Super Bowl. The Kentucky Derby, and the Lower Oakland Roller Derby Finals all rolled into one. This race attracts a very special breed.
Hold up.
All right.
It was time to get grounded, to ponder this rotten assignment and figure out how to cope with it. It was time to do the job. Those of us who had been up all night were in no mood for coffee and donuts. We wanted strong drink. We were, after all, the absolute cream of the national sporting press. We were gathered here in Las Vegas for this very special moment in sport. And when it comes to a thing like this, you don't fool around.
It's just beautiful.
Money plays, money plays.
Kill the body, the head will die. Ollie Frazier fight. Crazy shit.
Upper end of the 60s.
Ollie beaten by a human hamburger.
Both Kennedys murdered by mutants.
Hey, they're starting! Oh, shit, the start,
ladies,
let's go!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the start of the $50,000 Mint 400 desert race with a purse of $50,000 going to the winner of this grueling, gut-wrenching, dust-eating, in-your-face motor project extravaganza. And where are we? Listen, we've got rooster tails going, we're here to split your enemy's eye! And
there was something like 190 more bikes waiting to start.
Give me a beer, man.
They were due to go off 10 at a time, every 2 minutes.
Here you go, buddy.
God shit. Damn it, what day is it? Saturday?
More like Sunday.
Hello, what is it?
10. They were spread out all over the course. It was no longer a race. Now it was an endurance contest. The idea of trying to cover this race in any conventional press sense was absurd.
Hey! It's pretty great!
What?
Come on in! I'm just going to try different combinations of lenses and film until I find something that works in this dust!
That's fucking machine gun.
Firing at
it. Machine gun. Goddamn war zone, man. Get us out of here, quick. Quick, man. Quick, we're going to be killed, for fuck's sake. What the? Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Where's the damn race?
Beats me, man. We're just good patriotic Americans like yourself.
What outfit you fellas with?
Oh, the sporting press. We're friendlies. Hired geeks. Yeah. Let's go. Good luck, gentlemen.
Hey! Get him!
Reach. Take me back to the pits.
No. We have to go on. We need total coverage!
It was time, I felt, for an agonizing reappraisal of the whole scene.
You're fired. Awful jackass.
All right.
Don't
I never want to see you again.
I got a tank on this. It's driving into the dust.
The race was definitely underway. I had witnessed the start and was sure of that much. But what now? What comes next?
Blow your goddamn window down. Let us taste this cool desert wind. Oh, yes. This is what it's all about.
Total control now. Tooling along the main drag on a Saturday night in Vegas. Two good old boys in a fire apple red convertible. Stoned. Ripped. Twisted. Good people.
Hot spot.
That sounds heavy.
29-cent hot dogs.
What are we doing here? Are we here to entertain ourselves or do the job?
Do the job, of course. Hey, here we go. A crab Louie and a quart of real Pietro's Muscatel for $2.
Your attorney, I advise you to drive over to the Tropicana. Pick up on Guy Lombardo. He's in the blue room with his Royal Canadian.
Why?
Why? Why what?
Well, why should I pay my hard-earned dollars to watch a fucking corpse? I don't know about you, but in my line of business, it's important to be up.
What the hell do you think you're doing? This is not a parking area. You've got to move
you
your car.
You can't park your car here. Excuse me, sir.
What?
You can't park... Hey, you can't park your car here.
Why not? Is this not a reasonable place to park?
Reasonable? You're on a sidewalk. It's
not a parking area.
Debbie Reynolds.
You can't park on the sidewalk.
Seems like a hot ticket.
Excuse me, sir.
Go all the way from L.A. for the show.
We're friends of Debbie.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
This was Bob Hoopsterf, Frank Sinatra's Spiro Agnew. The place fairly reeked of high-grade formica and plastic palm trees. Clearly, a high-class refuge for big spenders.
Be an actress.
You started the show stage?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. We're late for the show.
Full house, I'm sorry.
Drove all the way from L.A. for the show.
I said there are no seats left, sir, at any price.
Fuck seats. We're friends with Debbie. I used to romp with her.
Mm-hmm. Are you prepared to go to court?
Well, I have time.
I'm going to talk to you for a second here.
Your attitude constitutes a breach of faith.
All right.
That's illegal.
What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Tony Pizzicato.
Tony Pizzicato.
What, may I ask, is your name, sir?
So my driver.
I think we met before. Might be able to squeeze you in, sir.
Thank you, kindly.
You'll have to stand in the back.
Wow.
After a lot of bad noise, he let us in for nothing, provided we would stand quietly at the back and not smoke.
Thanks.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's wonderful to be here with all you fabulous people. Whoa! Let's rock and roll!
Time capsule.
Scumbag! I'll find where you live and burn your house down, you piece of shit!
Kevin,
look. One of these days, I'll toss a fucking bomb in that place.
This is the place. They'll never fuck with us here.
Where's Ethan? Mesla's not working.
Oh. There we go. Right. Yeah, why not? Yeah. Yes. Devil Ether. It makes you behave like the village drunkard in some early Irish novel. Total loss of all basic motor skills. Blurred vision, no balance, numb tongue. The mind recoils in horror, unable to communicate with the spinal column. Which is interesting because you can actually watch yourself behaving in this terrible way, but you can't control it. You approach the turnstiles and know that when you get there, you have to give the man $2 or he won't let you inside. But when you get there, everything goes wrong. Some angry Rotarian shoves you and you think, what's happening here? What's going on? When you hear yourself mumbling.
Talks like the Pope. No fault of mine. Good women.
Ether is the perfect drug for Las Vegas. In this town, they love a drunk. Fresh meat.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
So they put us through the turnstiles and turned us loose inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, visitors of all ages, the Bazooko Casino Circus proudly presents the Flying Fellinis.
Can learn to cope with things like seeing their dead grandmother crawling up their leg with a knife in her teeth. But nobody should be asked to handle this trip. Bazooko Circus is what the whole hell world would be doing Saturday night if the Nazis had won the war. This was the Sixth Reich.
Thanks, Gillette. We're everyone's a winner, and nobody is a winner.
Fired up with you, the faces of the
your likeness will appear 200 feet tall on a screen over downtown Las Vegas. For just 99 cents more, you can have a voice message. Say whatever you want, fella. Oh, they'll hear you, all right.
acid was long gone. But the mescaline was running strong. Good mescaline comes on slow. The first hour is all waiting. And then about halfway through its second hour, you start cursing the creep who burned you because nothing's happening. And then, zang.
I hate to say this, but this place is getting to me. I think I'm getting the fear.
Nonsense. We came here to find the American dream. Now that we're right in the vortex, do you want to quit? You must realize, man, we found the main nerve.
That's what gives me the fear.
Look.
What?
There's two women fucking a polar bear.
Don't tell me those things. Not now, man. This is my last drink. How much money can you lend me?
Not much. Why?
I have to go.
Go?
Yeah. Leave the country.
Hello, calm down. Sir, you'll be straight in a few hours. Just sit down. Sit the fuck down.
Oh, fuck around, man. This is serious. One more hour in this town, I'll kill somebody.
Okay. I'll lend you some money.
Come with me. I want to leave fast.
Okay. Let's pay this bill. Get up very slowly. I think it's going to be a long walk.
Light, sir.
Did they pay you to screw that bear?
What? What? What the fuck did he say to me?
He's wrong.
You better take care of your friend.
Madam, sir, baby, child, whatever. Can I pay for here? Thank you. This should be enough. Sure. All right, come on, let's go downstairs and gamble.
Hey. You guys don't fucking give up.
Where'd he go? Where did he go? Good.
What is the thing that's up?
Stop it. Stop.
Stop. Never gonna
stop. Don't move. You'll come around. Lucky son. Come on. Let go. Quick. Like a bunny. Come on. Hop. Come on. Hop.
Oh,
you chicken shit bastard. Don't go near the elevator, man. That's just what they want us to do. Grab us in a steel box. Take us down to the basement. Come here. Don't run, man. They'd like any excuse to shoot us.
You drive. I think there's something wrong with me.
Hunger. This is not a good town for psychedelic drugs. Extremely menacing vibrations were all around us. We finally made it to the room, but the key wouldn't open the door.
Those bastards have changed the lock knobs, man.
Already?
They probably search your room, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look!
Where did this one come from?
That's the service.
Yeah, I thought we might need it.
What for?
So we can go up there and blast him out of bed with the fire hose, man.
I think we should leave that poor bastard alone. He told me he was going to train in early, so...
Ignore it. He got a hold of my woman, man.
You mean that little, blonde groupie with the film crew? Shit. Think you sodomized her?
That's right. How about it?
He's gluing your eyes shut right now, man.
You goddamn monkeys are all the same. Goddamn monkeys.
Jesus, God almighty, man. Where'd you get that big
fucker? Room service sent it up.
Yeah.
I needed something to cut the limes, man.
Limes? What limes?
They didn't have any. You don't grow in the desert. That pretty good bastard. Take him out when I had a chance. Oh! Now he has her, man. You gotta hold my baby, yeah?
I remembered the girl. We'd had a problem with her in the elevator a few hours earlier. My attorney had made a fool of himself.
You must be a rider.
Huh? Huh? She's a Indian.
What class are you in?
Class? The fuck do you mean?
What do you ride? See, we're here getting a little footage on the race for a television series. I thought maybe we could use you.
Oh, use me?
I ride,
Mother of God, I thought. Here it comes.
I like the big fuckers, big ones. They're really big fuckers, yeah.
Mm. Vincent Black Shadow. We're with the, factory team.
All right, boss it.
What?
Answer
it. I think there's some kind of ignorant chickens all over, man.
I ain't my chicken fucker in this town.
Pink motherfucker.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
You know what?
Huh? No.
Don't trust me, do you? Huh? Put this one away.
Keep trying to jerk off. Keep trying to impress him.
You want to impress him?
Oh, finger with me.
Finger with me.
Oh,
that fucker. I'll take the blame, huh?
Let's just leave that weird fucker alone, man. Come on.
Have you made a deal with him? Did you put a want to it, man?
All right, look. You better put that goddamn blade away, man. Get your fucking head straight. I'm gonna go get the car wash. One of the things you learn after years of dealing with drug people is that you can turn your back on a person, but never turn your back on a drug. Especially when it's waving a razor-sharp hunting knife in your eye. What was I doing out here? What was the meaning of this trip? Was I just roaming around in a drug frenzy of some kind? Or had I really come out here to Las Vegas to work on a story? Who are these people? These faces? Where do they come from? They look like caricatures of used car dealers from Dallas. And sweet Jesus, there are a hell of a lot of them at 4:30 on a Sunday morning. Still humping the American dream.
That vision of the big winner somehow emerging from the last-minute pre-dawn chaos of a stale Vegas casino.
20.
15 to 20. Thank you. Here we go.
Just spinning the wheel, make me rich, make me very rich.
That's 10.
Oh, you bastard!
Sorry.
No. Calm down. Learn to enjoy losing.
It's a fucking great delusion here.
What was that?
You alone.
Don't fuck with it, man.
Oh, God. Did you eat all this acid?
That's right. Music?
You better pray to God there's some thorazine in that bag. Otherwise, you're in bad fucking trouble.
Music, man. Put that table on.
What table?
Jefferson Airplane.
White Rabbit.
I need a rising sound.
You're doomed. I'm leaving here in 2 hours. Then they're gonna come up here and beat the mortal shit out of those big saps right there in that fucking tub. All right, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Just do me one last favor, will you? Can you give me 2 hours?
That's all I ask, man.
2 hours to sleep for a night. I suspect it's gonna be a very difficult day.
I'll give you all the time we
need. Electrocution. We don't want that. Completely sideways now. That'll blast you right through the wall. You'll be stone dead in 10 seconds. Fuck, that'll make me explain things. Shit.
Bullshit.
Don't fuck with me now, man. I am Ahab.
Jesus Christ.
All right, you weird fucker, sit down. Back in the tub. Back in the tub. I'll plunge this into your fucking throat.
Don't make me use this, man.
All right. Probably the only solution. Let me make sure I've got this all lined up. You want me to throw this thing into the tub when White Rabbit peeks? Is that it?
Oh, no. I begin to think I was going to have to go outside and get one of the goddamn maids to do.
Oh, man. I'll do it. Sure. What are friends for? Close your eyes. Yeah, good boy.
My leg! My leg!
Why, goddammit, you're wasting my time!
Higher, man! Higher!
Okay, close those peepers. Ten.
9. 22.
Thank you.
Mace! Mace, man, you want this?
You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Well, why not?
You fucking bastard!
Hell, just a minute ago, you were asking me to kill you. Now you want to kill me. What I should do, goddammit, is call the fucking police!
Boy, are you upset? You came on fire, man. Call the cops.
There's no choice. I wouldn't dare go to sleep with you wandering around with a head full of acid and wanting to slice me up with that goddamn knife.
Who said anything about slicing you up, man? I just wanted to cut a little thing in your forehead.
Get back in the tub. Eat some reds and try to calm down. Smoke some grass. Shoot some fucking smack. Shit, man, do whatever you gotta do. Please. I need some fucking rest, man. Please. Please. Damn, you big bugger!
Well, yeah. You need to get to work. Goddamn, what a bummer.
You scurvy, shyster bastard. I'm a doctor of journalism, man.
Don't let me keep you up.
Clean your shorts! Clean your shorts, goddammit, like a big boy! Go on!
The acid had shifted gears on him. The next phase would probably be one of those hellishly intense introspective nightmares. 4 hours or so of catatonic despair.
Tugs.
Ignore the nightmare in the bathroom. Just another ugly refugee from the love generation. My attorney had never been able to accept the notion, often espoused by former drug abusers, that you can get a lot higher without drugs than with them. And neither have I, for that matter. The great San Francisco acid wave. I recall one night in a place called the Matrix. There I was. Mother of God, there I am. Holy fuck. Clearly I was a victim of the drug explosion. A natural street freak, just eating whatever came by.
Everybody wants to know us. I got all the makings right here. All I need is a place to cook.
I decided to eat only half of the acid at first, but I spilled the rest on the sleeve of my red woolen shirt.
What's the trouble? Well, all this white stuff on my sleeve is LSD.
With a bit of luck, his life was ruined forever. Always thinking that just behind some narrow door in all his favorite bars, men in red woolen shirts are getting incredible kicks from things he'll never know. Strange memories on this nervous night in Las Vegas. Has it been 5 years? 6? It seems like a lifetime. The kind of peak that never comes again. San Francisco in the middle 60s was a very special time and place to be a part of. But no explanation, no mix of words or music or memories can touch that sense of knowing that you were there and alive in that corner of time in the world, whatever it meant. There was madness in any direction, at any hour. You could strike sparks anywhere. There was a fantastic universal sense that whatever we were doing was right, that we were winning. And that, I think, was the handle. That sense of inevitable victory over the forces of old and evil. Not in any mean or military sense. We didn't need that. Our energy would simply prevail. We had all the momentum. We were riding the crest of a high and beautiful wave. So now, less than 5 years later, you can go up on a steep hill in Las Vegas and look west. And with the right kind of eyes, you can almost see the high water mark. That place where the wave finally broke and rolled back.
Sir.
What do you want? What do you want? Get out. This is not mine. You're in the wrong room. Get out. Get the fuck out.
I got a gun.
It's not mine, man. Get out.
What? The bell.
All right. All right, give it. Hurry up.
Don't move, man. Be very still.
Say nothing to no one, man.
The decision to flee came suddenly. Or maybe not. Maybe I'd planned it all along, subconsciously waiting for the right moment. The bill was a factor, I think, because I had no money to pay for it. Our room service tabs had been running somewhere between $29 and $36 per hour for 48 consecutive hours. Incredible. How could it happen? But by the time I asked this question, there was no one around to answer. That rotten attorney of mine, Dr. Gonzo, was gone. He must have sensed trouble.
I see.
Panic. It crept up my spine like first rising vibes of an acid frenzy. All these horrible realities began to dawn on me. Here I was, alone in Las Vegas. Completely twisted on drugs. No cash, no story for the magazine. And on top of everything else, I had a gigantic goddamn hotel bill to deal with. I didn't even know who'd won the race. Maybe nobody. How would Horatio Alger have handled this situation? Stay calm. Stay calm. I'm a relatively respectable citizen. Multiple felon, perhaps, but certainly not dangerous. Luckily, I had taken the soap and grapefruit and other luggage out of the car a few hours earlier. Now, it was only a matter of slipping the noose.
Yeah, wait, here. Take this, all right.
We've been looking for you.
The game was up. They had me.
Many fine books have been written in prison.
Sir?
What?
This telegram came for you. Well, actually, it's not for you. It's for somebody named Thompson, but it says Caleb Raoul Duke. Do you... Does that mean anything?
Yes, it means a lot. Thanks.
I checked the register for this man, Thompson. We don't show him, but I figured he might be part of your team.
Oh, he is. Don't worry, I'll get it.
Yeah. What confused us was Dr. Gonzo's signature on the telegram from Los Angeles when we knew he was right here in the hotel.
Right.
You did the right thing. Never try to understand a press message. About half the time we use codes, especially with Dr. Gonzo. See ya.
Tell me.
When will the doctor be awake?
Awake? What do you mean?
Well, my manager, Mr. Heem, would like to meet him. It's nothing unusual. Mr. Heem likes to meet all of our large accounts. Put him on a personal basis, you know? Just a chat and a handshake. You understand?
Yeah, of course. But if I were you, I would leave the doctor alone until after he's eaten his breakfast, because he's a very crude man.
Jesus, God! No!
But he will be available, huh? Maybe later this morning?
Look, the telegram is actually all scrambled. It's actually from Thompson, not to him. All right, now I've got to go. I've got to get to the race.
You know, but there's no hurry. The race is over.
Not for me.
Well,
Radio.
Now the bricks lay on Grand Street.
Jesus. Bad waves of paranoia, madness, fear and loathing. Intolerable vibrations in this place. Get out. The weasels were closing in. I could smell the ugly brutes. Do me one last favor, Lord. Just give me 5 more high-speed hours before you bring the hammer down. Just let me get rid of this goddamn car and off this horrible desert.
Mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here.
Oh, you evil master. This is your work. You better take care of me, Lord. If you don't, you're going to have me on your hands. People understand the psychology of dealing with a highway traffic cop. Your normal speeder will panic and immediately pull over to the side. This is wrong. It arouses contempt in the cop heart. Make the bastard chase you. He will follow. But he won't know what to make of your blinker signal that says you're about to turn right. This is to let him know you're pulling off for a proper place to talk. It'll take him a moment to realize that he's about to make a 180-degree turn at speed. But you will be ready for it. Race for the G's, fast heel toe.
Hi, how are you?
Just what in the hell did you think you were doing? I want to know. Let me see your license.
Oh, yeah, come here. Right here.
Gosh.
It's me.
May I please have that?
I knew I was fucked.
We have 2 cases of beer, a basket of grapefruit, a stack of t-shirts and towels, light bulbs.
That's what you did when you drive like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm guilty. I understand that. I knew it was a crime. I did it anyway. Shit, why argue? I'm a fucking criminal. Look at me.
You have a strange attitude.
Maybe.
You know, I have a feeling you need to take a nap.
There's a rest area just up ahead. I'd like you to go up there, pull over, and get a few hours sleep.
That's not going to help me.
I've been awake for too long. 3 or 4 nights, maybe. Can't remember. I go to sleep now. I'm dead for 20 hours.
What are you carrying 2 cases of soap for, son?
I want to stay clean.
No. Here's how it is. What I put in my book as of noon is that I apprehended you for driving too fast. I advise you to proceed to the next rest area. Stop!
I advised you to proceed to the next rest area. Your stated destination.
Right. And take a long nap. Do I make myself clear?
Well, how far is Baker? I was sort of hoping to, stop there for lunch.
Not in my jurisdiction. City limits in 2.2 miles beyond the rest area. Can you make it that far?
I'll try.
I've been wanting to go to Baker for a long time. Yeah, heard a lot about it.
Excellent seafood. You know, I'm thinking a guy your kind of mind ought to try the land crab. Excellent seafood.
Land crab. All right. Why not? Thanks for the tip. Oh.
Look him in the eyes.
Everything all right?
May I have a little kiss before you go? I'm very lonely here.
Oh, mama, can this really be the end?
I felt raped. The pig had done me on all fronts. And now he was going off to chuckle about it on the west side of town, waiting for me to make a run for L.A. Why, yes, officer. Of course I'll take advantage of that rest area. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for this break you want to give me. Get a grip, man. If I boom straight for L.A., he'll bust me for sure. No. This was not the time for a showdown. This was Death Valley.
Oh, fuck. Sweet Jesus, it's him. Oh, my God.
Come on, you fucking bastards. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I've got to go.
Well, they've nailed me, goddammit. I'm trapped in some sinking desert crossroads called Baker. I don't have much time, man. The fuckers are closing in. They'll hunt me down like a fucking beast.
Oh, you're a little paranoid.
I need a fucking lawyer immediately!
What are you doing in Baker? Didn't you get my telegram?
What telegram, you worthless bastard? I'll cripple your ass for this.
You brainless scumbag, you're supposed to be in Vegas. I rented a suite at the Flamingo. You're supposed to be covering the National District Attorney's Conference. I made all the reservations. Everything is arranged.
Now,
what the fuck are you doing out there in the middle of the desert?
Nothing. Never mind, it's all a big joke. I'm actually, I'm poolside at the Flamingo right now. Talking to a portable phone some dwarf brought out in the casino. Yeah, I have total credit here. Don't come anywhere near this place, you bastard. Foreigners aren't welcome here.
Well, this is how the world works. All energy flows according to the whims of the great magnet. What a fool I was to defy him. I was going back to Vegas. I had no choice. I had to get rid of the shark. Too many people might recognize it, especially the Vegas police. Luckily, my credit card was still technically valid. Now this was a superior machine. $10,000 worth of gimmicks and high-priced special effects. The rear windows leapt up with a touch like frogs in a dynamite pond. The dashboard was full of esoteric lights and dials and meters that I would never understand. If the pigs were gathering in Vegas, I felt the drug culture should be represented as well. And there was a certain bent appeal in the notion of running a savage burn on one Las Vegas hotel and then just wheeling across town and checking into another. Me and 1,000 ranking cops from all over America. Why not? Move confidently into their midst.
Welcome to the Flamingo Hotel, sir. Sir?
Hi. Right. Okay.
Let me stay in your heart. I'm addicted to your charm. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take.
My arrival was badly timed.
But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't regularly. As regularly as
possible. You hadn't used to tip on them little peckerheads down there, can't stay. Get up.
Christmas, baby. Here we go.
I am a police chief from Michigan. Look, fella, I have explained to you. I have this postcard, which says that I have a reservation in this hotel.
I'm very sorry, sir, but you're on the late list. And so your reservation has been transferred to the Moonlight Motel, which is just out on Paradise Boulevard.
We've already paid for our goddamn room.
Well, it's actually a very fine place of lodging, and it's only 16 blocks from here. It has a pool, sauna, steam.
You listen to me, you filthy little faggot! I want to murder you down here! Now, because I'm sick of listening to your dog shit! People
I
come here to be
entertained. Very sorry, sir.
Get off of me! Get away from me!
Can I call you a cab?
Sure, and I'll call you a cocksucker!
Of course. I could hear what the clerk was really saying.
Listen, you fuzzy little shithead! I've been fucked around in my time by a fairly good cross-section of mean-tempered, rule-crazy cops. And now, it's my turn. So fuck you, officer. I'm in charge.
Hey, listen, I really hate to interrupt, but I wonder if I could just slide on through and get out of your way. Name is Duke. Raoul Duke. My attorney made the reservations.
Duke Raoul. Certainly, sir.
Really? My bags are out there in that white, kind of like convertible here.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe somebody could bring it to the room for me. Well, yeah. Let me get a quarter of wild turkey, two bits of Bacardi, room, and let's see.
You just called out!
Chip, let's try some lime chunks. What do you think?
I say okay. Now, you don't worry about a thing.
Calm down.
You don't hesitate to call me.
All right, Sven.
Thank you very much.
I know.
It's hideous.
Fine, though. You're doing well. I'll see you later. Wait, don't touch it. Pardon me.
Look what you did! Look what you did!
Oh, now she...
God damn you, we were staying at home now! Let's be all right!
She's burning my leg off.
You degenerate.
Can't be helped.
Look at her.
Lucy in the sky, the diamonds. Lucy, be cool, fat damn. Remember what happened at the airport, okay? Come on. No more of that, okay? That's my client, Lucy. That's Mr. Duke, famous journalist. He's paying for the suite, Lucy. He's on our side. He loves artists. Lucy paints portraits of Barbara Streisand. Right?
I do these from TV.
Really? She came all the way down... What's the name of that town?
Montana.
Montana. Just to give these portraits to Barbara. We're going over to the Americana tonight to meet her backstage.
I desperately needed peace. Right? Rest. Sanctuary. I hadn't counted on this. Finding my attorney on acid and locked into some kind of preternatural courtship.
Well, they must have brought the car around by now. So, why don't Uye and Haye, Oge and Etge the Ofste out of the Unctre? Absolutely. Yeah. Let's get the stuff. We'll be right back, Lucy.
Give me a kiss. One kiss.
No.
One kiss.
No.
Why not?
No.
Okay. Don't answer the phone.
God bless.
Well, what are your plans?
Plans?
The child in the bedroom.
Oh, Lucy. I met her on the plane. Yeah. She's a religious freak. I give her a cab before I realize, Jesus, she's never even had a drink.
Well, it'll probably work out. You can keep her loaded and then peddle her ass at the drug convention.
Yeah.
She's perfect for this kid. These cops will go $50 ahead to beat her into submission and then gang fuck her. We can set her up in one of these backstreet motels, hang pictures of Jesus all over the room, and then turn these fucking pigs loose on her. Well, she's strong now. She'll hold her own.
Jesus Christ, I knew you were sick, but I never expected to hear you actually say that kind of stuff, you filthy bastard.
Straight economics, man. This girl's a godsend.
Chef,
she can make us a grand a day.
That's ugly, man. Stop talking like that.
I figure you can do about four at a time.
What are you talking?
Keep her full of acid? It's more like $2,000 a day. Maybe three.
Come on, man. What if I just jump on you and beat the dog shit out of you? Does that make you feel any better, you filthy bastard?
All right, listen to me. In a few hours, she'll probably be sane enough to work herself into some sort of towering Jesus-based rage at the hazy recollection of being seduced by some kind of cruel Samoan who fed her liquor and LSD, dragged her to a Vegas hotel room, and then savagely penetrated every orifice in her little body with his throbbing, uncircumcised member.
That's so ugly, man.
Truth hurts.
That's
Yeah.
That's I wanted to help her, man.
Well, you'll go straight to the gas chamber for this one. Even if you manage to beat that, they'll still send you back to Nevada for rape and consensual sodomy. No, she's gotta go, man.
Shit. It doesn't pay to try to help somebody these days, huh?
Yeah, Americana Hotel? I need a reservation for my niece. Look, I want her treated very gently. She's an artist, and, she might seem a trifle high-strung. She's doing her master's thesis on, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara.
Last name? I'd rather not say. My brother's in politics. Yeah, you understand. I felt like a Nazi, but it had to be done. Yeah, righto. Okay, yeah, bye. Go.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like loving you. Love is such a sweet thing, good enough to be the thing, and it's just a what I'm gonna do.
Lucy was a potentially fatal millstone on both our necks.
Come on, man, hurry the fuck up.
There was absolutely no choice but to cut her adrift.
Jesus Christ, take care of her.
And hope her memory was fucked.
Here's an extra $10, buddy. Make sure she gets her safe.
That's that.
Right there, sir.
Right? Take off slowly. Don't attract attention. It's funny to see a restaurant eat some red salmon. I feel a powerful lust for red salmon.
We're gonna be late.
Goddamn mask. Why the fuck can't they make it a little less pure?
I welcome you to the third National VA's Convention on Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs. And now, without further ado, the man who will define this cancer eating at the heart of America, Dr. L. Ron Blomquist.
So those bastards in Easy Rider didn't believe they were real. Not like this, man, not hundreds of them.
Because we must.
They're actually pretty nice people once you get to know them.
know them.
I don't know these people. My goddamn blood.
Don't say that word around here. Get them excited.
All right.
The most efficient way for us to do this is for each one of us to try and attempt to imagine what it is like inside of the possessed mind of the addict. For example, a dope fiend refers to the reefer butt as a roach because it resembles a cockroach.
What the fuck these people are talking about? You gotta be crazy and ask it to think that you're a goddamn cockroach.
In the auditorium today, you will notice that I have distinguished four distinct states of being in the cannabis or marijuana society. They are cool, groovy, hip, and square. Seldom, if ever.
Too crazy, man. You're too crazy. I'm gonna shoot you down.
And what a fucking nightmare.
If he figures out what is happening, then he can rise one notch and become hip. And then if he can convince himself to approve of what is happening, then he becomes groovy. Groovy. And then after that, he can actually raise himself to the rank of cool. He can become one of those cool guys.
Dr. Blomquist.
Yeah.
Do you think the anthropologist Margaret Mead's strange behavior of late could be explained by a private marijuana addiction?
Good question.
I'm not really sure I can answer that. But what I can tell you, sir, is if Margaret Mead, at her age, smoked grass, she'd have one hell of a trip.
Fucking bullshit. I'll be down at the casino.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Objective, please.
Know your dope fiend. Your life may depend on it. You will not be able to see his eyes because of T-shades. But his knuckles will be white from inner tension. And his pants will be crusted with semen from constantly jacking off when he can't find a rape victim. He will stagger and babble when questioned. He will not respect your man. The dope fiend fears nothing. He will attack for no reason with every weapon at his command. Including yours. Beware. Any officer apprehended or suspected marijuana addict should use all necessary force immediately. One stitch in time on him will usually save time on you.
Oh God, oh God. Shit. Oh God, oh God.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Duke, hello. You have one message. Call Lucy. The Americana Hotel, room 1600.
Oof.
Hello?
Lucy calling. What? Lucy calling. What? Lucy calling.
They gave me the LSD, and they took me to the hotel. I don't know what they done to me, but I remember it was horrible.
They gave you what?
LSD.
Castration! Double castration!
Where's my 357?
Fuck knows, man.
Can't leave me alone in the snake pit. You bastard. What did you do with my 357? This room is in my name.
Oh, tough titty, man.
Okay, you're right. She's my problem. I'll call her. I'll get her off our backs.
Hey, it's going too fucking far, man.
Well, I'll take that into consideration. Relax.
Relax.
Let me handle this.
Where are my shoes?
The Americana Hotel, room 1600, please. As your attorney, I advise you to take a hit out of the little brown bottle in my shaving kit. You won't need much. Just a tiny taste.
What's that? Ah, there it is. What is this shit?
That stuff makes pure mescaline seem like ginger beer, man. Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
Hello. Hi, Lucy. God bless. Yeah, it's me. What? Hell no. I taught the bastard a lesson he'll never forget. What? No, not dead. He won't be bothering anybody for a while. Yeah, I left him out there.
I stomped him. I blew all his teeth out.
I remember thinking, Jesus, what a terrible thing to lay on somebody with a head full of acid.
But we have a problem. That bastard cashed a bad check downstairs and gave you as a reference. They'll be looking for both of you. Yeah, I know, Lucy, but you can't judge a book by its cover. Some people are just basically rotten. Anyway, the last thing in the world you want to do is call this hotel again. They'll trace the call and put you straight behind bars. No, I'm moving to the Tropicana right away. It's a different name, but I'll let you know what it is, and, I gotta get off.
Well, you have this phone tap, baby.
Yeah, I know, it was horrible, but it's all over now.
Oh, my God. There's someone at the door. There's someone at the door.
Hey! Hey! I'm innocent! It was you! It was you! You know what we need some hope.
I remember slumping on the bed. His performance had given me a bad jolt. For a moment, I thought his mind had snapped. That he actually believed he was being attacked by invisible enemies. But the room was quiet again.
Where'd you get this?
Never mind, it's absolutely pure.
What kind of monster client have you hooked up with this time?
Satanism freak.
I think there's only one source for this stuff. The adrenaline gland from a living human body.
I know. The guy didn't have any cash to pay me. He offered me human blood, said it would tick me higher than I'd ever been in my life. But he was kidding. So I told him I'd just as soon have an ounce or so of pure adrenochrome. Or maybe just a fresh adrenaline gland to chew on.
I could already feel the stuff working on me. The first wave felt like a combination of mescaline and methadrine. Maybe I should take a swim, I thought.
Yes, sir. They nailed this guy for child molesting. He swore he didn't do it. Why should I fuck with children, he said. They're too small. Christ, what could I say? Even a goddamn werewolf is entitled to legal counsel. Mm-hmm. Didn't dare to turn the creep down. Might have picked up a letter opener and gone after my pineal gland. You know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Why not? We should get some of that. Just eat a big handful and see what happens.
Some what?
Extract pineal.
Sure, that's a good idea. One whiff of that stuff will turn you into something out of a goddamn medical exception.
Beautiful fucking tits.
Just about anything, but I'd never in hell touch a peeling of land.
Finish the fucking story! What happened? What about the glands?
Jesus, that stuff got right on top of you, didn't it? Look at your face. You're about to explode.
Maybe you could just... shove me into the pool, or...
Man, if I put you in the pool right now, you'll sink like a goddamn stone. You took too much, man. You took too much, too much. Don't try and fight it. You get brain bubbles, strokes, aneurysms. You'll just wither up and die.
Allow the last hopes for peace and freedom of millions of people to be suffocated. So tonight, to you, the brave, silent majority, sacrifice.
What kind of rat bastard psychotic would play that song right now at this moment? When I came to, the general back alley ambience of the suite was so rotten, so incredibly foul. How long had I been lying there? All these signs of violence. What had happened? There was evidence in this room of excessive consumption of almost every type of drug known to civilized man since 1544 A.D.
Oh, Debbie. Thank God. Oh, Debbie. Lord.
What kind of addict would need all these coconut husks and crushed honeydew rinds? Would the presence of junkies account for all these uneaten French fries? These puddles of glazed ketchup on the bureau? Maybe so. But then why all this booze? And these crude, pornographic photos smeared with mustard that had dried to a hard yellow crust? These were not the hoof prints of your normal God-fearing junkie. It was too savage. Too aggressive.
Put your hands where I can see them.
Fuck, what? Jesus God, man.
Put your hands where I can see them.
Put your hands
away! Grim memories and bad flashbacks. Get a grip. Maintain. How many nights and weird mornings had this shit been going on? Something ugly had happened. I was sure of it.
Who's that?
Yeah, that's me.
Tell the alarm is not in the quarter room.
I was polishing my shoes in the closet when I noticed her sneaking in, so I took it.
What made you do it? Who picked you up?
Somebody at the maid!
Bullshit! Just as much a part of it as they are.
What?
A goddamn dope ring. You must know what's going on in this hotel. Why do you think we're here?
I know you're the cops, but I thought you were just there for that convention. I swear, all I wanted to do was clean up the room. I don't know anything about no dope.
Come on, baby. I'm trying to tell you, you never heard of the Grange Quarterman.
Oh, I swear to Jesus, I never heard of that stuff.
Maybe she's telling the truth. Maybe she's not part of it.
No, I swear I'm not. I swear.
In that case, maybe she can help.
I have you all you want. I hate dope.
So do we.
I think we should put her on the payroll. See what she comes up with.
You think you can handle it?
What?
One phone call every day. Don't worry if it doesn't add up. That's our problem.
You'd pay me for that?
You damn right we would. But the first time that you say anything about this to anybody, you will go straight to prison for the rest of your life. What's your name?
Alice.
Okay.
Just ring linen service and ask for Alice.
All right, Alice. Yeah. You'll be contacted by Inspector Rock. Arthur Rocks. He'll be posing as a politician, but you'll have no problem recognizing him.
That's right. Inspector Rock will pay you in cash $1,000 on the 9th of every month.
Oh, Lord. I'd do just about anything for that.
You don't want other people.
Come here. Password. One hand watches the other.
One hand watches.
Did you hear that? You say, I fear nothing. Say it.
I fear nothing.
Say it again.
I fear nothing.
Very good. Get the fuck out of here. Okay? Oh, yeah, listen. Nice meeting you.
Don't bother to make up the room. Just leave a pile of towels and soap outside the door exactly at midnight. That way, we won't have to risk another one of these little incidents, will we?
Okay. Just need a moment.
Thank God for these people.
Again?
I hear nothing!
Very good.
Terrible gibberish. Splintered memories looming up out of the time fog. Just press play.
This is it. The American dream. Chuck, we're sitting on the main nerve right now.
Yeah, don't get me started.
The owner always wanted to run away and join the circus when he was a kid. Now the son of a bitch owns the circus. Man, real license to steal.
Oh, yeah. The American dream come true, man. Pure Horatio Alger.
Yeah, welcome to the happy place.
Listen, let's get down to brass tacks here, man. How much for the ape?
How much you got?
How much do you think you'd take for the ape? Just wait here. I'll be back.
Madness. It made no sense at all. I desperately needed the facts.
What the fuck is going on?
Where's the ape, man? Where's the ape?
You gotta forget about it. He attacked the old man. Sent off the hell of the bartender and the cops came and cuffed him and took him away.
You're a car.
What's the bail?
I want the ape.
Get the stomach suits.
You
poor fools just don't understand, do you? This car is property of the World Bank. That money goes to Italy.
You can't put a circus without a tin!
Stop, it's completely jammed!
Sure, Lord. Something wrong with the motor.
We're all riders of the storm! Where are you, you fucking monkey?
You can't do that!
Oh, Marty.
You people voted for Hubert Humphrey, and you killed Jesus!
There was every reason to believe that we'd been heading for trouble, that we'd pushed our luck a bit too far.
Oh, gosh. All right. The possibility of physical and mental collapse is now very real. No sympathy for the devil. Keep that in mind. By the ticket,
Take the ride.
Las Vegas is so grossly atavistic that a really massive crime often slips by unrecognized. North Vegas is where you go when you fucked up once too often on the strip, and when you're not even welcome in a cut-rate downtown place. The North Star Coffee Lounge seemed like a fairly safe haven from our storms. No hassles, no talk. Just a place to rest and regroup. I wasn't even hungry. There was nothing in the atmosphere of the North Star to put me on my guard.
Glasses of ice water with ice. Two glasses of ice water with ice.
Looked like a burnout caricature of Jane Russell. She was definitely in charge here. He did it very casually, but I knew that our peace was about to be shattered.
Don't give me that bullshit. I know what that means, you fat goddamn pink bastard.
That's the name of a horse I used to own, ma'am. What's wrong with you?
The question mark was emphasized.
You listen to me, you son of a bitch. I gotta take a lot of shit in this place, but I don't have to take it off no spit pimp.
Well, anybody that knows anything knows that.
Get
the
hell out.
Do
you want me to call the cops? I'll call the fuck.
Oh, shit. Fuck. I'm gonna call the cops.
Were turgid with fear, but her brain was functioning on some basic motor survival level.
35 cents.
How much is that lemon meringue pie?
35 cents.
Oof. Well, we should tell him. Oh, hi. Oh, no, the whole pie. The whole pie. Three, four, five, four, five.
be in the car.
The sight of the blade had triggered bad memories. The glazed look in her eyes said her throat had been cut. She was still in the grip of paralysis when we left. It was all over now. We'd abused every rule that Vegas lived by. Burning the locals. Abusing the tourists. Terrifying the health. The only chance now, I felt, was the possibility that we'd gone to such excess that nobody in a position to bring the hammer down on us could possibly believe it. 15 minutes to get my attorney to the airport. Could we make it?
Oh, fuck!
Oh, shit!
Oh,
shit!
Oh, God, you son of a bitch! Oh, God!
Going the wrong way, man.
Fuck off,
Beckwood. Stop! No! Fucker! Take off right here! Take off right here!
God damn it, we're lying.
What are we doing out here in this godforsaken road? It's over there, man. God damn it! It's over there.
I've never missed a plane yet.
Hitchhiking to the airport, and I'll get you up.
Bastard.
Get out. Hey, hey! Hey, listen. Don't take any guff from these swine. If you have any trouble, remember, you can always send a telegram to the right people.
Oh, yeah, explaining my position. Some asshole wrote a poem about that once. It's probably good advice if you have shit for brains.
There he goes. One of God's own prototypes. A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production. Too weird to live, and too rare to die. Into a survival trip now. No more of the speed that fueled the 60s. That was the fatal flaw in Tim Leary's trip.
He crashed around America selling consciousness expansion without ever giving a thought to the grim meat hook realities that were lying in wait for all those people who took him seriously. All those pathetically eager acid freaks who thought they could buy peace and understanding for $3 a hit. But their loss and failure is ours too. What Leary took down with him was the central illusion of a whole lifestyle that he helped create. A generation of permanent cripples, failed seekers, who never understood the essential old mystic fallacy of the acid culture. The desperate assumption that somebody, or at least some force, is tending the light at the end of the tunnel.
There was only one road back to L.A. U.S. Interstate 15. Just a flat-out high-speed burn through Baker and Barstow and Purdue. Then onto the Hollywood freeway, straight into frantic oblivion. Safety. Obscurity. Just another freak. In the freak kingdom.
with me. It's time to stay high.